a center for ants. What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory, the University of British Columbia. Thanks to Chris, as always, for the Parts Unknown show. You're tuned into The Burrow, which is on every Monday from 3 until 4 p.m. My name is Andy Resto. This week we're going to be joined in studio by Sabrina Schroeder, who is going to be performing at Tidal Signal this weekend, this Friday, which we will hear a lot more about on the other side. To start things off this week, we're going to listen to a track from Gran Am, a friend of the program, who has a new track, or at least since the last time I checked in, a new track online called Lucid. And it does look like it's brand new. It came out on November 13th, I'm sure, in anticipation of her performance at Tidal Signal as well. So we're going to listen to that here on The Burrow, and then on the other side, invite our guest to join us on the airwaves.
Thank you.
was Lucid by Gran Am, who is going to be playing at Tidal Signal 2, the sequel, this Friday, November 24th at Vancouver Art and Leisure, the new Vancouver Art and Leisure, which is located at 494 Railway Avenue. To speak more about Tidal Signal, but also themselves, I have a guest this week. Tidal Signal is going to be the main topic this week here on the Burrow. I'm joined in the studio now by another one of the performers at the festival / show this weekend. Her name is Sabrina Schroeder. How are you doing?
Hey, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Hang in there. Feeling okay? do you want to, I guess other than your name, introduce yourself and what it is that you do and what you'll be doing this Friday
at Tidal Signal? My name's Sabrina. I'm originally from this part of the world. It's kind of funny, actually, because I've been saying I'm from Vancouver for a really long time because I've been far enough away that that's kind of the nearest landmark. but I've never lived in Vancouver. It's a total lie. So I went to school at UVic. I grew up in Mission, actually, in the Lower Mainland. But I've been living in the States for 12 years and then the UK for a couple of years before this. And I just moved back here, actually, to start teaching at SFU.
Oh, great. Cool. So do you know any of our pals at CGSF Radio yet?
I don't.
No.
Not yet.
At the radio station. Great. And so this Friday you'll be playing at Tidal Signal. And do you want to tell the people what your, I guess, musical practice looks like and what it is that you've been working on?
Sure. So the stuff I'm putting together for this show, I'm sort of playing a mishmash of instruments that I've put together for different projects. So part of it is these transducers that I've been playing with for a long time. So they're kind of like the most basic kind of speaker component. They're actually, their commercial purpose is you drill them under the seat of your car so your car will shake while you drive down the street.
Okay.
Which is nice. But if you put them on bass drums, they sound really great. And so I've been doing that for a bunch of years and sort of built myself an interface, different versions of an interface where I can live perform these transducers on either on drums, on plywood, on metal, on different things that I bring in. So I'm going to haul in a 36-inch bass drum, and which will hopefully fit in someone's car, and then a couple of other kick drums, and then I'm also playing a kick drum that I have strung with a bass bridge and some bass strings, and so I'm bowing that using a bunch of guitar pedals and mixing all of that together. So that's kind of my set.
Great. Amazing. How did that all come about? How long has the process been of building these disparate kind of pieces together, and how did they come together?
Yeah, it's been a few years. It takes a while. It takes a while for something to kind of grow from being like an experiment and something where you're kind of playing with sound effects to feeling like you really have an instrument that you
can
play.
Right.
So, with the string drum, for instance, I started off collaborating with a really awesome violinist, Linda Jankowska, who was in Manchester where I was living in the UK. And she and I did a bunch of experiments together, a bunch of improvising together. And she's a member of an ensemble called Distractfold that I worked with a bunch. And I developed a piece for them that involved two of these instruments. And what was kind of great was that I was able to kind of develop it for that piece and not only work with Linda and also with other string players in that group, but also with the percussionists in that group. So it was kind of like you had people who are used to playing with drums, people used to playing with strings, and everybody kind of jumped on this thing and figured out different parts of it. So then the transducers, I guess I started with maybe 4 years ago, and first did a gallery show where I got to go and collect a whole bunch of bass drums and hang them from the ceiling and attach these things in different ways. And so, yeah, that was kind of the first chance I had to really kind of explore these things in different kinds of spaces and playing them live. And it's kind of grown from there.
Awesome. Great. That's very exciting. Should be a great set. And again, that's going to be part of Tidal Squiggly Line Signal, if you're trying to look it up. Tidal Signal 2, second annual. Last year, I believe they did two nights. This year, they're going to do one night this Friday, November 24th, Vancouver Art and Leisure. And Tidal Signal, other than having great performances and being a showcase of kind of experimental drone noise music, etc., which we don't get too much, at least in this focused kind of way in Vancouver, or not all the time. Is also the large purpose behind it is it's all women, transgender, and intergender artists playing the festival, and this year co-presented with Quiet City, which is another series of drone ambient performances that get put on monthly here in Vancouver. So right now we've got a track of yours lined up. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us about this? Is this the one that you were talking about before? Or is this a different piece?
This is the one I was talking about before. So this is with a group called Distractfold in Manchester, UK, and it's a bunch of transduced drums and plywood boxes and string drums and a couple of instruments thrown in with guitar pedals.
Great. Awesome. So you're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 and going to, is there any title to this?
Oh, sorry, it's called Bone Games.
We're going to listen to Bone Games by Sabrina Schroeder, and we'll be back on the other side.
Thank you. Sometimes it feels like the only thing
you can count on in life is the fact that Mint Records will always have a Christmas party and always have it ridiculously early. This year, join Woolworm, Needles and Pins, Jay Arner, Supermoon, Kellerisa, and Dumb at the Astoria on December 2nd for music, presents, and Christmas fun. Every day, trans folks are targeted for verbal, sexual, and violent harassment, and trans women of color and folks with disabilities are targeted even more disproportionately. The trans community is 4 times more likely than their cis peers to experience suicidal thoughts, with about 20% of trans folks attempting suicide in the last year in Canada alone. Between October 1st, 2016 and September 30th, 2017, there have been 325 reported killings of trans and gender diverse people worldwide. Many of these instances are unresolved, and this statistic does not include unreported cases. However, this violence is often forgotten and ignored by mainstream media. The Transgender Day of Remembrance happens annually on November 20th and is an opportunity to raise awareness and mourn the loss of trans folks all over the world. Come out Monday, November 20th to the Carnegie Hall Community Center for a vigil and memorial from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m.
Still tuned into The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM on every Monday from 3 until 4 p.m. As you heard from that last message, it is in fact the Transgender Day of Remembrance today, Monday, November 20th. And this week we are joined in studio by Sabrina Schroeder. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Great. All right. Who is going to be playing as part of one of the performers at Tidal Signal this weekend, Friday, November 24th, which is a noise experimental music show focusing on all female and transgender artists. I always go through like this list of words. What is the heading word that would work best for the kind of music you make? What would you write?
I don't know what one word would be. I mean, the noise title works. Yeah. Like mechanical noise comes up sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. It's always. Yeah, it just feels weird just repeating the same things over and over sometimes. And sometimes you say noise and people just get harsh noise into their head. It's not necessarily, doesn't just have to be that all the time. That'll have its place as well. Anyhow, Tidal Signal is this Friday. I forgot on the other end of this to mention to all those out there listening that we have some tickets to Tidal Signal to give away. Got a few pairs, a kind of indistinct number of pairs. I do know how many in my head, but I'm just gonna allow people to call in, and once they're out, I will cut it off. But if you want to get yourself a pair of tickets to Tidal Signal this Friday, you can give us a call at 604-822-2487. 604-822-2487. We'll jot your name down and get you onto the ever I'll use the word inclusive, ever inclusive list that everybody hopes to be on one day. 604-822-2487. And you can hear, among others, Sabrina Schroeder. So you're hanging in there, feeling good. Any other nuggets to pass along about that track we just heard? What we heard before the messages was your own recording called Bone Games, for those who came in the middle of it. How many performances of that have you done? Is it various renditions of this when you're using your instruments, or do you have separate pieces that you'll play?
Both. Well, I have separate pieces that I play, and then I use a bunch of these instruments in improv situations, so then they kind of go off on their own. Yeah, I guess this piece has happened maybe 5 times live. And Yeah, I've developed a couple of other pieces sort of out of similar forces, kind of expanding them in different ways. And I mean, I find, you know, you spend all this time hanging out with transducers or hanging out with string drums, and you can't kind of dump that all into one project. And so I'm really into working in kind of in series, which lets me dig into those things in some different ways. Mm-hmm. So yeah, things like this set this Friday is kind of like the one man band, one woman band version of that piece. Mm-hmm. And yeah, kind of occupies a different space, different aspect of it. But it lets me kind of play with those toys in a different way.
Great. And you mentioned on the other side that you're teaching at SFU and teaching composition. How do you, I guess with this kind of thing, you're approaching it from both angles, composing and performing. Mm-hmm. But are there different mindsets that you go into when doing those things? And are there times when you just are performing other people's pieces? Or are you mainly a composer? Would you call yourself a composer?
Well, I guess I would say composer performer, but I'm not performing other people's pieces that much these days. Mm-hmm. That was something that I did a lot, kind of coming up. That was important, definitely. I miss that sometimes, but yeah, the stuff that I'm performing these days is mostly my own stuff, mostly improvised or occasionally sitting in with a group, but. Mm. Yeah, I think it's a pretty fluid relationship in a way. I mean, there are roles that inform each other in a lot of different ways. So I, especially working with like instruments that aren't normal instruments, I feel like I always have to kind of start out in the driver's seat, getting to know them as a performer.
Right.
And before I can talk to somebody else about them and how to play them and kind of imagine them with somebody else's body and brain.
Right.
So
yeah,
there's kind of a fluid connection in that sense.
Great. Cool. Are there certain, this is gonna sound like a random question. you can answer just by saying no. Are there any certain, I guess I normally, when I'm thinking about different instruments, I like put them into different kind of shapes in the way they look. And when like listening to like the piece that we heard, there are certain kinds of imagery or tones that are going to come out of it when you're listening to it. Are there certain things that you have in mind when you're doing it, or certain like particular methods to using these instruments you've made that you would say are different or in contrast to like a typical string bowed instrument that you think puts a unique spin on it of how someone might approach it, as you were talking about?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I guess the kind of obvious benefit that something like a string drum has, even though it's using a whole bunch of familiar parts, is that it doesn't have a lot of the same associations and kind of baggage with it that a regular instrument has. And so I think we can listen to it a bit differently, even though, you know, a lot of times it sounds like a double bass, or it sounds like a cello, or it sounds like a drum. But it's always kind of a weird distorted picture of those things.
Right.
So I feel like that does give it a bit of autonomy that I like. Mm. And I mean, I feel like I like the fact that when you listen to that piece you know, on headphones, on speakers, you can't really imagine the physicality that goes with it. Like you don't have a clear picture of what those bodies are doing, and all of the sounds are made by physical people in the space making those sounds. And at the same time, when it's done live, that's a really awesome aspect of it, is just that it is really physical. Like bowing those string drums, you know, takes a lot of effort.
Yeah.
And so
there's sort of manual labor behind it.
So you get that kind of different visceral experience. But I also like that can be a kind of, you know, that you can have the kind of ghost version where you listen and you don't have any of that imagery imposed. So your brain can just kind of play with it.
Yeah. Great. Cool. All righty. So we're going to listen to another selection of an artist that's playing at the show this Friday. Once again, title signal. Key to radio, repetition. Just got to keep repeating the same things. This is going to be a piece from Sasha Mannequin, who has a album of sorts. Always weird nowadays how you label releases of music. We still stick to the terms of album, EP, etc. And really, those things don't exist a lot of the time. It's just people putting music out on the internet. Anyhow, Sasha Mannequin has an album called Echoes that you can find on Bandcamp. And we're going to listen to a song called Shofar from Sasha Mannequin, who is going to be performing as part of Title Signal, along with Sabrina Schroeder and Gran Am, who we listened to earlier in the program. If you would like tickets to Title Signal, give us a call, 604-822-2487, and we can do that for you. This is Sasha Mannequin here on the Borough, CITR 101.9 FM.
More than 100 headstones were found vandalized at a Jewish cemetery.
Represent the Jews' subversion of the home and destruction of the family through mass media.
MRG Concerts presents doom soul songstress Cold Specs on her Fool's Paradise World Tour with special guest L.A. Timpa. They'll be at the Fox Cabaret on November 20th. Tickets are on sale now at mrgconcerts.com and at Red Cat Records.
Baby, it's nothing anyway.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I
breakfast with the Browns.
Whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electro-pop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds lift, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
Still tuned into the Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. Every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. My name is Andy Resto, and I'm the host. This week I'm joined in studio by Sabrina Schroeder. And she's still around?
I am, yeah.
Great. We've made it. We're most of the way there. That last set of music, we heard a couple more selections of artists performing at Tidal Signal this weekend, this Friday. That last one was Real Adult. Someone named Corey Bracken from New York, and the release was called Real Adult Fake Person, and that was a God Holes one of five. I do like the description on the Tidal Signal event page. It says, you know how in the Charlie Brown and Snoopy show when the teachers talk to them but all they hear is a trombone with a plunger mute? That's what everything in the world sounds like to me. I think that's great. That's a nice little description of that. Sasha Mannequin was before that in the set. Song called Shofar, Three Broken Sounds off the album Echoes. To open the show, we heard Grant Am with a new track, Lucid. And we heard a piece by Sabrina, who is here with us, called Bone Games. All of them will be playing a Tidal Signal this Friday, November 24th. It's an early show. That's a key aspect of this. Ends by 11 p.m. Doors at 6 at the new Val, Vancouver Art and Leisure, which is now located at 494 Railway Avenue. All this info can be found on there on a Facebook event page for Tidal Signal 2. Two I's, or two capital I's. It's a very common album name, too, and one of my least favorites because of that. Being here, you see a lot of albums named Two, very uncreative. For this purpose, it's exactly fitting. It is the second Tidal Signal, second annual. Anyhow, great. So, how did it come about that you became part of this? Because as you said, you've been away for a bit and living elsewhere, and did you know the organizer or?
Well, no, actually, I guess I just got contacted by Alexandra Spence, and invited to join in, which is great because it's nice to land in what's not really a new city, but after being away for 15 years, it's kind
Feels
of a new
like
city.
Yeah, pretty much.
So yeah, it's been really awesome to be welcomed into the scene that way.
Cool. Excited to see how the whole project works in the space.
Yeah.
Like, is there any anxiety going to perform each time that really, I guess if you're like a band
mm-hmm.
and you get asked to play a show or whatever, you assume, okay, they know how a rock band's going to work. So you feel fine. Like the show's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're just worried about if you play well. Do you have anxiety of, well, this might not even work what I'm doing?
Oh, yeah. No, it can be a hot mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, first, yeah, yeah. I guess you hope that like all the drums make it there in one piece. It's a lot. It's a lot to haul.
Yeah.
I'm bringing my own mixer. I'm bringing,
yeah.
You know, all my own cables and everything. So it's, yeah, I mean, in one way, when you're doing the sort of DIY approach to tech, at least you know all the bugs in your own system.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they're the same
yeah.
as they are at home. But yeah, it's definitely like the kind of stuff I do behaves really differently in different kinds of acoustics.
Mm.
It's super tough actually to amplify and balance because there's a lot of really low bass.
Mm.
It gets muddy super quick. I know this is a really big kind of tall space from the sounds of it, which is super awesome when it works.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, so we'll find out on Friday.
Great. Awesome. And one more time for everyone listening, if you want tickets to Tidal Signal this Friday, you can give us a call, 604-822-2487. If by any chance you're listening to this in the future on a recording, send an email to music@citr.ca. and ask for a pair of tickets for this Friday. I'd be real impressed if that happened, both just if it happened, two, if it happened before Friday, November 24th. But anyway, that'd be great. You can send that email. Even if you're listening now and you're scared to call, totally fair.
Calling's scary.
Yeah, we're here on the radio. It's easy to talk because it's out into nothingness. We're not actually confronting anybody. that's how I feel. And so if you don't want to call, email music@citr.ca, leave your name, maybe a number, or at least contact info, and we'll get you on the guest list. 604-822-2487 is the number. Jade is going to be up next in about 10 minutes with a little bit of soul. To close things out this week, thank you, Sabrina, for joining, coming by.
Thanks a lot.
And I always ask for random song requests from people, and what we've dug up is Nina Simone. Any nuggets about this song?
Well, I would say probably Nina Simone would be my kind of like one person to take the desert island.
Okay.
Pick.
Great.
Yeah, I've been a big fan of hers for a very long time, and this track is just her playing piano, which she's less known for, even though that was what she spent most of her life doing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she's a monster in the best possible way.
Great. Awesome. So this song called Good Bait by Nina Simone. I'm going to close out the show this week. As I said, Jade will be up next, a little bit of soul. Head to Tidal Signal 2 on Friday, 6 p.m. our doors. And thank you all for listening.